Hello everyone, how's it going? Welcome back to the Case Interview Podcast. Just dropping by to give you a little bit of context so you're not lost listening to this clip. Basically, this clip is from an interview Bruno and I recorded with former McKinsey AP Nicolas Constantinescu, which you can find in episode 20 of this podcast. We were talking about Nicolas' career path, specifically about his time as a partner at KPMG, which happened after he left McKinsey. He had mentioned that he didn't quite fit KPMG's culture at all. And I asked him if he could have somehow foreseen that he would not be a good fit there culturally. Of course, hindsight is 20/20, but I wanted to see if there were any lessons that we could draw from his experience that would help you decide when choosing between firms or when deciding if a specific firm or office is right for you. And of course, he ended up sharing some valuable advice, which you'll hear about right now.
I think that's a very fair question. It's a very good question. So let me answer this in two parts. Part one, I'm going to give you some like techniques. But part two, the message is don't overthink it. Don't excessively worry about it. So the first part, I think the best technique to find out if this, you know, about the cultural fit between you and them is to talk to alumni of the firm. So people who used to work there. That's the number one technique, because they're the people who have no interest in giving you the Kool-Aid story, right? Their only interest can be just like a sort of like an honest interest. So I think that's the best technique. I think if you only talk to people who currently work there, you know, there's a risk, right? Because they're on some level, they're thinking, I mean, they know that like they should be kind of promoting the firm, and they know that recruiting is very difficult. It's very difficult to attract the right talent. So they're constantly going to be working in that direction, right?
And may I put a note here? Case interview coaches or experts or whatever don't count, because we're also incentivized in you wanting to get in a sense.
Yeah.
No, that's right. I guess that's good of you to say.
It's better than current consultants, but
yeah, true.
Better to look for someone with a different career.
Very, very good of you to say. No, but I think the second part is this. So the second part is don't overthink it. And there's a couple of reasons for this. So first of all, like, you know, if you look, let's say if you're comparing like Bain, BCG, McKinsey, I mean, seriously, I mean, you know, if you ask a Bain person, you know, is Bain different from McKinsey or are they the same? I mean, you know, of course they're going to be like, of course we're different. We're nothing like McKinsey. And McKinsey is going to be like, of course we're different. Of course, you know, but if you kind of take a step back, you know, from the Brazilian perspective or from the Australian perspective, it's like the difference between Sweden and Norway. Right? It's kind of like in the end, it's so similar. And yeah, okay, there's a couple of like little flavorful differences, but like, okay. So really, so that's one reason not to overthink it.
And they might kind of hate each other, like Brazilians and Argentinians. And, you know, there's some rivalry in there. Not that we hate anyone, but I don't know if Norwegians and the Swedes have this kind of rivalry as well, but it comes more from the similarities than from the differences.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah. But I think here's a second, even more important reason not to overthink it, is that like there are still so many things you don't know and you can't know, not only about that firm, but also about yourself until you go and expose yourself. So here, I go back to my KPMG story. So, Giulio, you know, if I had done this due diligence with, you know, kind of like this thoroughness and like putting aside the fact that like I was mesmerized and all this kind of stuff, there's a very good chance that I would have come to the rational conclusion that this place is really not for me. Okay?
Yeah.
But I went there. Wrong decision-making process. I think I did not like my time there. No, I mean, I can say that pretty confidently. I did not like my time there. But I am so happy that I did it, because what it did is that like the discomfort that I felt there forced me to confront, to have this internal dialogue between, on the one hand, what I thought I was supposed to do. So this is all the stuff I had inherited from family, external expectations, etc. And this other voice, which was like what I want to do and what really gives me energy, which is what I do now, which is to like help people grow their skills through insights and like techniques so that they can put these that insight into action. So if I hadn't been confronted, like for in a sense forced to have this dialogue with myself, mm-hmm. I might still be in a place where I'm like, eh, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So even if it ends up being a bad decision-making process and a bad outcome, like on paper, it might actually be salutary.
Thank you for listening to the Case Interview Podcast. If you want to get more insights into how to prepare like the best candidates and increase your chances of getting your dream offer, you can listen to our entire back catalog, starting from episode 1. In fact, some of our best episodes are the ones we recorded early on. And if you want to go deeper and learn our best case-solving techniques, we welcome you to join our free course called Case Interview Fundamentals. And you can get instant access to it at craftingcases.com/course. Now, I hope to see you in the next episode, or in one of the previous ones.